Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometers electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
One last throw of the dice. It's all on this from Queenie Kelleher. Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header. There's a chance. Yeah! Oh, the goal! That's Troy Parrott. That is unbelievable. He scored a hat-trick, and right at the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it.
I'm laughing because of the voice that you don't hear. You just hear the which I think might be you, Ray Houghton, is it?
It certainly was. I was trying to get some words out, but I was struggling at the time to do it. Yeah, just it was euphoric. It was unbelievable. It was a real pleasure to be in the stadium to, you know, see what developed and to see the rapport between the players and the fans. It was absolutely magical.
You joined the Hard Shoulder on Friday when Jonathan Healy was here, but I was travelling in the car and I was listening to you and you said, look, I have hope. Did you still have that hope when we were 2-1 down with 10 minutes to go?
No, I don't think most of us did. You know, I kept saying if we could just get a break, just get it back to 2-2, but then we would see how Hungary handled the pressure. And then what a ball from Finn Hazard. It was a lovely chip ball over the back line. And there was Troy Parrott with great control and awareness. Just looked coolness personified as he lifted it over the goalkeeper to make it 2-2. And then you were thinking, go on, just give us one more chance. And we got it. You know, yeah. Kenny had his chance when the goalkeeper made an unbelievable save. And I'm thinking, I've got you met then. I thought, that's it. We time's up. It's going to be so close, but so far. But my word, it was incredible scenes, wasn't it, when Cleveland Keller played the ball forward and then Liam Scales would flick on and there was Troy just getting studs to push it beyond the keeper and then just pandemonium.
It was pandemonium, I think, across every house, apartment, pub, every venue in Ireland. I mean, the scenes were just absolutely wild because I think anybody who was watching that match after they got the equaliser thought, we do have a third in us, but will we have enough time to secure it? And it was just phenomenal to think we got it with just seconds to go. I mean, you have legendary status in this country, Ray Houghton. I think Troy Parrott has safely secured legendary status. What does that feel like?
Yeah, well, not just Troy. I've got to say, but people shouldn't forget the impact that Cleveland Keller has had. Mm-hmm. You know, I think over the campaign, he's been our most consistent performer. Then you look at Seamus Coleman. He came in for the game against Portugal away. We lost that, and then he was involved certainly in a lot of the stuff that's gone on after that, the wins that we had against Armenia, Portugal, and then obviously Hungary yesterday. But he's been a major influence. He's changed the dynamic in the changing room, you know, and that experience and that wealth of knowledge and how he imparts that on to the other players and how cool they've been and how much better they've played. You know, there's been so many stars in the last few games. And what's great to see is that it's just the way that the fans have changed. They've changed from a group that was, you know, they were fed up watching the teams getting beaten, and now they can't wait to get to the next game because everything's going so well. I flew back today, and there's plenty of Irish fans on the plane, youngsters who've not really experienced that hype and adulation of a team that are doing well, and they were absolutely euphoric with it. They just couldn't believe it. This is some of the best times of their life the last 4 days or so.
Stay on the line there a second, Ray. We have Mick McCarthy, the producer of Off the Ball, with us too. Now, when I heard Mick McCarthy was coming into the studio, I thought it was the former Ireland manager, Mick. I was a wee bit disappointed, but anyway,
sorry,
I am actually
Kira.
Delighted to see you here. So I hit up ChatGPT yesterday to try and figure out what the next stages are here, and it's quite confusing. So number one, I suppose, is to find out where we're being seated. When will we find that out?
We'll find that out after tomorrow night's games, basically, because at the moment we're going to be in pot two, which would mean it's a really big deal, actually, if we're in pot two or pot three for these playoffs.
There's three pots.
There's four pots.
There's four pots,
so
yeah.
We're going to be in either two or three, and basically it's a semi-final, final thing. So on Thursday, they're going to rank us in. They're going to put us in a group with one pot one, one pot two, one pot three, one pot four, and then it's almost semi-final, final. So pot one will play pot four, pot two will play pot three. If we're in pot two, we will have a home semi-final. If we're in three, we will be in an away semi-final. So this is a big, big deal. And basically, it will come down to, at the moment, we're in pot two, and that they'll be games against Albania, North Macedonia, Bosnia, or Kosovo, all places in the same area of Europe, you would say there. But it comes down to a couple of games that are both on tomorrow night, actually. Wales are going to play North Macedonia. If Wales win that game, North Macedonia only need a point. If Wales win it, then they will take our spot in pot two and knock us down to pot three.
Okay, come on, North Macedonia. Do it for us.
And then there's also an issue where Austria are playing against Bosnia. And if Austria are beaten by Bosnia at home, though, it will mean Bosnia will actually top that group and Austria will go in to our pot two as well. So that it would mean away games against the likes of Wales, Scotland, Czech Republic or Slovakia.
They're just tougher matches.
Really tough games and away from home as well. So that's the difference. And then if we win that game...
So we kind of don't really have any control on that at this point,
We have no control. No, we're done at the moment. So we just have to wait now until tomorrow night. And then the draw for the who we will play and then who we will play, obviously, in the final, if we make it, will be made on Thursday afternoon.
It's midday and it's in Switzerland, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll know then. But we know the dates. It's March 26th and March 31st if we get to the final.
Yeah, that's it.
And you have to win, obviously, the semi-final to get into the final.
Exactly, yeah.
And then we're all going to America in the end of June.
And absolutely. Regardless at this stage, I think we've all got so excited. But I think the one thing that's notable about the final, and the final, say if like pot one are going to have some really good teams like Italy and Turkey, and we'll know on Thursday whether we're going to be in with them or not. But it's a draw as to whether you're home or away in the final, whereas you're seeded for the semi-final. So we'll know on Thursday as well whether we have one or two games or no games in the Aviva Stadium. So there's a huge amount to find out this week.
Okay, but Ray, you have to feel confident given the fact that they were able, it might have been the best performance yesterday, but that they were able to dig so deep and that they found such grit and such determination literally to the last second that you would be confident no matter who we're drawn against on Thursday.
Well, that changed, Kira, simply because we've gone from a team that couldn't win in the first three games. You know, we only picked up the 1 point against Hungary, lost to Armenia, lost to Portugal, although it was a better performance against Portugal. But the last three games, we've shown everyone in European football who we might be playing against that we're a team to be reckoned with. Something's changed. The dynamics change now. And the teams that we're playing against Ireland be more worried about that than us worrying about the opposition. Because now we're a team in form, we've got confidence about us, we've got belief about us. The only concern I've got is too long to the next game.
Yeah, you know, I know. You nearly wish they were in the next fortnight or something, where they have such momentum.
You know, the momentum's there, the confidence's there, the fans are there, everything's in place, and now we've got to wait to March, and you don't know who's going to be fit, you don't know what's going to happen, so we'll just have to keep everything crossed. But let's just enjoy it for what it is, from where we were after three games to getting into the top two is a remarkable change of events, and all credit to the players and to the management and staff have done a great job.
Well, let's talk about the manager briefly, Ray. How much credit does he deserve at this point?
Well, he's got to deserve a lot of credit, isn't he? I mean, he's learned as he's gone along. You know, he's had to put up with quite a lot in the first few games, so he's learning about his players. He understands the system that he wanted to employ now with the three centre-backs. He brought in the experience, certainly, of Seamus Coleman. It's not always about on the pitch. It's, you know, in training, it's, you know, what he says and helps the younger player settles them down. And you can see how they've really responded to that. A lot of the, you listen to them, go and listen to Nathan Collins and others, they all talk about the influences that Seamus has had when it comes to the training sessions and in the games itself. It's not just about how he plays, it's how he gets the best out of the others. And that's what leaders do. And that's what he's been doing in the matches he's been involved in.
All right, look, we're going to have to leave it there for now. But any opportunity we get this week to talk about those Ireland results, we will take it here on The Hard Shoulder. Ray Houghton and the other Mick McCarthy, the real Mick McCarthy, thanks so much for joining us. And Mick, I'm sure you'll be with us on later in the week when that draw is made. All right, let's take a quick break.
The Hard Shoulder
with the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG, recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.